President Bush is expected to sign major tax cut legislation this week, fulfilling his central campaign promise. Commentator Ian Scholes is ready to spend his refund check.
Believe me, I have nothing against President Bush's tax cut. If my math is correct, I think I might be able to buy a new blazer and some penny loafers, and that's nothing to sneeze at. But I'm a little confused by President Bush's logic. Back when the economy was good, he wanted us to have the tax cut because the economy was good. When the economy started to go south, he wanted us to have it because the economy was bad. Then he told reporters that he wanted to pass the tax cut so people can deal with high energy prices, which, near as I can tell, he has no plan to lower. Like I said, I plan to use the money to buy a sports coat, or a clue, if I can find one on eBay. But what about the rich folks who are going to benefit the most from this? I can sympathize with the conservative argument that rich people shouldn't be punished for being rich, although rich people could stand a little punishment, in my opinion. I'm not saying the feds should do it. But rich people could step out of the limo once in a while, know what I mean? A quick, unprotected walk around the block in the bad part of town, cell phones off, that would be punishment enough. In the same vein, I don't think people should be punished for being poor, although, of course, it is their own fault for being poor. Why didn't they start a dot-com and exercise their options while they had the chance? Idiots. So anyway, what else will this tax cut turn out to be? It seems to be the only gift in Santa's bag, so I guess we should all squint our little eyes and imagine what it is the magical elf we call our president wants us to have. Oh, look, it's not just a tax cut. I see a puppy and a pony. And there's a new microwave and an extra 2 hours of air conditioning. There's an SUV and a yacht, a DVD player. Ooh, software. Upgrade first class as you wait for hours on the runway. Install a CD player in your car as you sit in gridlock. 1 credit card out of 10. Paid off. I see a cloud with a silver lining. And there's another silver lining. And look, behind it, a cloud. I gotta go.
The comments of Ian Scholes, a satirist in San Francisco.